NA1SS, NA1SS, this is W4AQL. Greetings, NA1SS, from your fellow Ramblin' Rex at Georgia Tech. We're glad to hear you.
Yeah, what do they say? I'm a Ramblin' Rex at Georgia Tech and I have an engineer or something like that.
Well, it's glad to hear you, and we want to save some time, so we'll go ahead and go right into the questions. Here are all your fellow Georgia Tech AE students ready and waiting to talk to you.
Excellent. Let's go.
Hey, this is Jesse. My question is, what has been your favorite experiment space? Over.
Jesse, in general, I've been disappointed that not just more experiments up here, but that we're still constrained by the logistics bottleneck with the metal being grounded. So the ones I've been doing, I've enjoyed the binary colloidal alloy test, mainly because we're getting the results real time, and I've been interacting with the investigators on the ground quite a bit. Over.
Hi, my name is Charity, and I'm asking for Samir. How does the docking-undocking system on the ISS work? Over.
It's a situation in which you know at times you'll feel wonderful about each other, and at times you're really happy that you can go to opposite sides of the space station. And of course, with larger groups, you will have more complex dynamics, but also you just, I think, have a little greater variety. Over.
Hi, this is Jake. I'll be asking Daniel's question. What do you miss most about life and gravity?
Jake, that's pretty easy. Well, other than my family, but they can be up here as well. What I miss most about life and gravity is driving my Corvette.
I can understand that. Now I'll be asking Chester's question. What happens if a fire occurs? Over.
Well, the first thing we want to do is try to protect the crew. So we immediately gather in a common location. It's called the Central Post in the Russian Service Module, which has a lot of data available. And from there, we then plan how to address the fire. Now, if it's an obvious fire right in front of you, well, you either use a fire extinguisher or turn the electrical equipment off. If it's not something so obvious, then we methodically go to the source of the fire, try to assess what is the source of the fire, and then address it either by removing electrical power or using a fire extinguisher. Over.
Hi, this is Charity. What do you feel has been your greatest contribution to exploration during this mission?
Charity, I think our greatest contribution is demonstrating that the more time you spend on orbit, the more effective you are operating in microgravity. Over.
Hey, this is Jesse again. What entertainment do you have on the ISS?
Jesse, we use mostly our laptop computers for entertainment, to either play music, watch movies. The greatest entertainment of all, though, is looking out the window at the Earth. And second to that only is talking on the amateur radio. Over.
Hi, this is Charity again asking for Samir. How far can the EVA tether be stretched and what is it made of? Over.
Trudy, the EVA tether, the ones that we're using currently are 85 feet long. They're actually on a reel, sort of like a fishing reel. It has about a half a pound of retract force on it, so it doesn't pull us off structure. And it's braided steel.
Hi, this is Meryl again. How do you prepare mentally to live for months on the ISS with only one other person? Over.
Meryl, a couple of ways. One is Valeria and I trained together for 4.5 years. I think we were also selected because our managers thought we would be compatible, and we are. And then also, we're both professionals, and so we just bring a commitment to making the mission successful, and that includes getting along with one another. Over.
Hi, this is Chris. How does viewing the Earth from space change your perspective?
Chris, I don't think it changes your perspective so much, maybe as it sort of deepens your respect for our planet, for just the wonder of the environment that we live in, and just a treasuring of Mother Earth. Over.
This is Shweta. Are there any manufacturing processes that are so efficient in zero gravity that a space factory could be justified?
Shweta, not yet. But the real value here is that we are exploring just the potential of new substances, being able to grow larger crystals, use alloys that aren't possible in space, things of that nature. Over.
Hi, this is Jonathan again. Does the enormity of space cause you any anxiety during EVAs, and if so, how do you cope with it?
Jonathan, it did. When we went on our EVA in November, I thought the sense of freedom of being outside was remarkably delightful. But one of the ways we achieve that is being very, very meticulous and always being well attached to the space station.
N1SS, this is W4AQL. We're almost at LOS, so we wanted to say 7-3s and safe trips to you. And we'll try and squeeze one more question in, but in case we lost you, we wanted to say good luck, and we hope to see you home soon.
Hi, this is Jake for Daniel again. How do you relax during your small amount of free time? Over. Hi, this is Jake for Daniel. How do you relax during your small amount of free time? Over.
NA1SSW.